Well, talking today with Dr. Brett Carver, chairman of the Oklahoma Weed Improvement Team here at Oklahoma State University. Dr. Carver, you gave the commissioners of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission today a good tour of everything that you all are doing, and there's just so much that goes into your program. Give us kind of a state of the program, I guess.
State of the program, I'd say, is very healthy and vigorous, and a lot of things to look forward to, and a past that we can build upon that has a lot of success in terms of varieties being successful in the field. We're just taking that germplasm and building upon it, maybe in slightly different ways than we have in the past, but still the main thrust of the program remains the same, and that is create a variety that produces good quality yield. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot that goes into that, but that's what it boils down to.
Yeah. Well, talk about some of those varieties that you've released this past year. You know, I know you've got a lot of good stuff out there. Kind of run us through what you had last year.
Yeah, well, last year was a pretty busy year with four releases. We actually went into the decision process with six on the table. We decided to put one away just to come back and look at it again, a beardless wheat. And then another one, we just decided to terminate it and go with four. And those, it's pretty commonly known now, but I can say it again, Green Hammer, Showdown, Baker's Ann, and Sky Dance. They all have a little bit different features about them that make them usable in different areas of the state, maybe in different ways in our industry. But they all contribute in unique ways, and that's what made it so difficult to say, let's not release that one, let's go with this one. We just went with all four.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about the future. That's one thing I really got from your tour today, is that you're very optimistic about what's out there in the future. So what's out there that's being looked at right now?
Some things we try to do, we address the same trait, but we try to address it differently. So and that certainly applied with diseases. We're looking at the same old diseases that we've always looked at, but maybe in different ways to make the breeding process more efficient. And that's what Dr. Hunger mentioned today. And I guess the one that stands out the most will be our in-greenhouse evaluation of adult plant resistance to leaf rust, something that we've always relied on field evaluations for. But, you know, that field reading was just not reliable. We didn't get it enough. We didn't, you know, last reading before 2016 was 2009. That's just too long ago. So he really revamped that screening process, and now we can do that indoors that we couldn't do before. You know, there's also the new herbicide trait packages out there, and the Axygen trait that came from Colorado State's being licensed by Lima Grain. We're accessing that, and we'll certainly make the genetics available when it comes around, and just give it a few more years and we'll be talking about that. And of course we always talk about quality, and that's becoming really our backbone, because I mean yield is there, but it's in a way that it almost goes unspoken.
Yeah, and that's what you ended the tour on today, was that food quality lab that you took us through, and really I guess that's kind of the big picture goal with all of this going in there, is to for that end user to get that quality.
Exactly, and they're not going to get that quality unless it starts with the genetics, you know, and it's so easy to make the decision of sacrificing quality so that we can make certain headway and certain advances in agronomic characteristics that get the headlines, you know, and they get the attention of the grower. But we're just not going to back away from the tradition we've set now and established with really good quality varieties. And the ones that just come to mind are like Double Stop and Ruby Lee and Billings and Duster. They're all going to contribute now to the newer varieties coming along, and so you'll hear that in these new releases. Oh, another one was OK Bullet, and that figures prominently in the pedigree of Green Hammer. Yeah. Billings figures prominently in the pedigrees of Baker's Ann and Sky Dance. So there's a reason for that.
Right there, you just listed off a laundry list of varieties out there, and you all, your work has been prolific. So with so many varieties out there, how does a farmer choose the right variety for him and his operation?
Good question, and it's a very important decision that the producer needs to make, and use the variety trial data to decide what really works best in that area, because not all varieties just work in all areas. every now and then you see a home run variety, so to speak, that can go a long ways. And I guess our closest one to that would be Lone Rider. It goes a long ways in the Western Plains. But those are few and far between. The more likely scenario is a wheat variety that does well in a much more limited geographical area. Mm-hmm. And so the producer really needs to learn and become familiar with the data that's already there, that's produced through the extension variety trial system, and make good informed decisions on what works best. Because the quality is probably going to hold up. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as the variety is produced under standard conditions, or even optimal conditions, that quality is going to come through.
Yeah. So obviously touring today with you, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, how important is their investment in what you guys do?
Oh, wow. It's up front and center. Yeah. You know, they pay the bills that run the program, mm-hmm. more or less. And it's hard for me to just spout off numbers right now, but there are two central financial parts of the breeding program that trace back to producers. And one of those is through the sale of seed, through OGI, a collection of licensing fees there. And then the checkoff has always been there. And it's just it's very nice to know that you can rely on that source of income to keep this program going, because you certainly don't want to stop it.
Sure. So just kind of sum everything up for us, you know, and just boil it down, I guess, to what exactly are you and your wheat improvement team, what are you guys doing for farmers out there in the field that are trying to make a living and make the best that they can on their operation?
Give them the best chance possible. You know, that's what it's all about, is, you know, they're taking a risk. Agriculture is a risk. I understand that. And we're just trying to remove as many of those risks as possible. And we do that with good, safe genetics that's going to go all the way to the consumer's table.